You're listening to Them Damn Indians on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and catching up. Okay, so this is from our own KFOR right here in Oklahoma. And it says, fists fly after Carol Baskin deployed drone focuses surveillance camera on Tiger King Park. Okay, you know... You know, I was talked into watching The Tiger King by Thomas last year, and we've had several hilarious conversations about it. So if you want to catch up with those, you can do so wherever you get your podcast. But this is the latest, and it's coming from Love County, Oklahoma. And, of course, that's where the Greater Wynnewood Exotic Animal Park is. GW for short, okay? Just so you know. Here's what this says. The Tiger King drama continues. Perhaps you thought you may never again hear about Carol Baskin or Jeff Lowe, unless you listen to them damn Indians. Central figures in the Tiger King melodrama that landed Joseph Maldonado Passage, a.k.a. Tiger King, in prison and inundated pop culture through Netflix documentary series called Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. But another chapter in this tale was written this week. Tempers flared after a drone deployed by Carol Baskin and her husband flew over Jeff Lowe's property in Love County on Tuesday. Jeff's wife, Lauren, called authorities as the situation intensified. Hi, it's Lauren Lowe. Well, we found out who was flying the drone over at Tiger King Park, and one of the guys is attacking my husband. Carol and Howard Baskin were in Thackerville Tuesday visiting neighbors of Jeff and Lauren Lowe. The Lowes became upset after seeing a drone flying over their property. The Baskins admitted it was their drone, saying they were only trying to check how the animals were being treated. Maldonado Passage is currently serving a 22-year prison sentence for two counts of attempting to hire someone to kill Carol Baskin, as well as federal wildlife violations, including killing five tigers. So... So they're actually calling it the Tiger King Park? Like... Okay, so we had talked about Jeff Lowe, and we talked about a lot of things. So he gets to exploit, like, the Tiger King moniker now, even though that was, like, Joe Exotic's, like, that was him. Or is he deeming himself the new Tiger King? I have no idea. Like, now he's the Tiger King of the Mountain. Since he's got that deal in Thackerville or whatever. I don't know. He's probably not even supposed to have animals. Like, and Carol Baskin, I mean, you know? What can we say about Carol Baskin that we already haven't fucking said about her? You know? So now, I mean, these people have just moved this whole Florida nonsense into Oklahoma. And I don't know that it's just that because, you know, like Joe Exotic had that petting zoo or that zoo or whatever you want to call it. There's a tiger safari in Tuttle that I've been to. And if you can get over the just heavy sadness that you can tell the animals feel, it's pretty cool. Is it surprising to us
that this is continuing, and is it surprising to us that it's continuing in Oklahoma, like right here? Like, we're never ever going to get out from under the Tiger King ever. Like, we're known for some pretty crazy shit here in Oklahoma, but now we've got Joe Exotic. Not only do we have Joe Exotic, though, I wonder if that would have been such a popular story anyway if he didn't run for governor. Because, you know, that really brought him into the spotlight as a libertarian, too. Like, when you're, you know... a polygamist, like, he was married to two straight dudes at the same time. Like, that's just something I don't understand. Hey, you know what? But maybe such is the love of the Tiger King. I don't know. Or maybe it's all just about those awesome cubs. Like, I can't really say what I would do or how I would react to a person handing me a perfect tiny little baby tiger cub that could not neither maim nor scratch my face off, you know? I don't know. I think I would take an immediate shine to that person. I think that I'd be like, man, this is so cool. Like, I would not have had this experience without you. And yay. And like, do you want to take this cat home? It's like, do I? So, and then it would become a thing. And then that person, I'd be like, depending on that person for advice as my big cat grows. And so, yeah, I could totally see how a loving bond and relationship would form at that point. So it obviously makes you crazy. But Carol Baskin, here's the thing. Like, doesn't she own, like, didn't she win the Greater Wynnewood Exotic Animal Park? Like, isn't that hers now? I don't know. But it's weird that these people just hanging out, like, instead of like going to the casino, like Windstar at Thackerville, you just wanted to deploy a drone. And here's the thing too, like, you're not even covert about it, right? Not even covert. I'm here to tell you, the couple of times I've sent my drone up in my neighborhood, just in my yard, y'all, just like trying to get the feel for it. And like, hey, let me get this thing off the ground and let me practice with it, you know, because it does take some practice to be able to get the footage that you want with a drone. So you do have to practice with it. But just my neighbors don't like that. And it's mine and it's in my yard and it's not taking pictures of anybody. But it makes people suspicious, okay? So I don't fly my drone here anymore and take it to the park. Anyhoozle. But the Baskins are just like sending their drone up, like just gonna have it hover. Like they're visiting the Lowe's neighbors. And so what, you're just going to deploy your drone and just let it hover over their property, like not trying to be covert, like not trying to send it higher or do some passes or anything else like that. Like you're what? And not get in any kind of trouble for it from law enforcement. I guarantee you, if my neighbors called the police on me about deploying a drone here, they would be taking my FAA number. They'd be doing all kinds of things. They'd be trying to get my footage. They'd be trying to look at all kinds of shit on my drone. All kinds. If the cops were called on me like that. But apparently Carol Baskin's got it like that. And they didn't get into any kind of trouble. Now, her husband's picture is the one that KFOR used. It's like a video, like a thumbnail, you know. And it all I can see is him in his collar with his leash, and like, you know, you don't unsee that. You don't ever unsee that, especially when, like, I think that was, like, their wedding or something. Was it their wedding or was it a costume party? I don't know. But once you see a man with a dog collar on and a leash and, like, on his hands and knees, like, that's just, that image stays. It stays right with you. And, like, every time you see that person, to me anyway, like every time I see that dude or think about that dude, that's all I think about is he probably gets worked by Carol Baskin. He probably like, she probably like a dominatrix and like yanking him around like with that collar. Cause if somebody let me like put them on a leash, I probably have to yank them a couple of like yank them one way, yank them another. I don't know. See, that's probably why I'm not a dominatrix. You probably have to be like a little like, I don't know, understanding or empathetic to be in a, to be in a trusting relationship like that. I don't know. I'm sure there are classes. I'm willing to learn about it. if there are such people who can competently educate a person on such things, I'm always curious to know how things work. So, you know, but let's take it on back to the Baskins. You would think too that like deploying, depending on where they are, I don't know how down the Windstar Casino and the Chickasaws would be about somebody deploying a drone over their properties. I know that they tend to frown upon, tribes tend to frown upon that. And so it's like I said, but you know, we don't know because we don't have the footage and they probably didn't ask her. They're probably like, hey, cut it out. Stop flying your drone. Is that yours? Yeah, it's ours. Okay, well, don't do that anymore. And that was probably it, right? And you know, we talked about Carol Baskin having, like, some political clout in Florida, right? Because she went through there and she got some legislation enacted and some things changed and stuff. So, you know, you got political clout. And there's a certain, I guess, confidence that people with that kind of political clout have, like no matter where you are kind of thing. And people know she's crazy anyway. And so like maybe they just didn't want to mess with it, or, you know, maybe they're just like, man, if I give Carol Baskin any shit, then I'm going to end up on the news kind of thing. So I don't know. They're probably frowned upon, like their chief's probably like, nah, it's Carol Baskin. It's Carol fucking Baskin. We got to leave her alone. So, anywho. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out today. We're Indigenous, we're independent, and you're listening to Them Damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.